请翻开以弗所书第六章。
Brothers and sisters, let's please open to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章，我们读14节、15节。
And we'll read verses 14 and 15.
所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Let's have a word of prayer.
我们感谢你在主日早晨召聚我们来到你的面前。
Father, we thank you that you gather us this morning on our Lord's Day.
但愿宝座的主，你亲自向我们说话。
Indeed, may the Lord upon the throne speak personally to us.
借着已经说过的圣言，再次把你的心意涂抹在我们里面。
That through the word that has been provided to us, that you may imprint your will in our hearts.
叫我们能够走在你的心意中。
That we will walk according to your will.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray this in the name of the Lord.
Amen. 我想这么多的时候，这么长的时间以来，我想弟兄姊妹们都有一个感觉。
I believe that after such a long time that there may be this feeling in brothers and sisters' hearts.
那个实在转变。
That the times are indeed changing.
一面呢神用得着这个疫情在试炼我们。
On one hand, God is using this pandemic to test us.
叫我们的信心经过试炼，就比那被火试炼仍然能坏的金子更显得宝贝。
That our faith, as if being tested by fire, will become this precious jewel.
那么神也在我们经历这许多的熬炼的时候，亲自看顾保守我们。
And as we go through these trials, he is also personally watching over us. But we also feel that the enemy is also doing his work. He wants to oppress us. He is like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour.
一面我们有我们的主啊，为我们祷告，要我们不使自己失去信心。
On one hand, the Lord wants us to pray and to not lose hope.
我们有这位升天升入高天尊荣的大祭司，常常在父面前为我们代求。
And our Lord is the great high priest who is constantly interceding for us.
同时呢，他也赐下那个全副的军装啊。
And he has also provided us this whole armor of God.
叫我们在这磨难的日子啊，现在真是磨难的日子啊，能够成就一切啊，还能够站得住。
So that we would be able to stand firm in these very difficult times.
所以我们需要认识神所赐给我们这全副的军装。
So we really need to know this whole armor of God that he has provided us.
常常思想，常常默想，然后常常操练。
To consider and meditate upon it often, and to practice it.
所以我们不但熟悉这每一副军装啊，每一件军装啊，它的功用啊，它的能力啊，而且我们能够使用的合宜。
So we need to familiarize ourselves with this whole armor of God, not only what it is, but how to put it on.
我们要用真理啊，当做带子束腰，使我们呢能够警醒，能够有力量。
We need to gird our loins to truth so that we may be alert and have strength.
我们要用公义的铠甲呢来遮我们的胸，保护我们的心怀意念。
We need to put on the breastplate of righteousness to protect our thoughts and our mind.
今天呢，我们一同要来思想了，我们还要把平安的福音啊，当做预备走路的鞋，能够穿在脚上。
And this morning we consider how to shod our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
鞋子呢是在我们在走路的时候呢非常重要的一个装备。
And shoes are something that is very important when we you know, walk a certain distances.
许多弟兄姊妹喜欢走路运动，这是很好的运动啊。但是我发觉，如果我们一双好的鞋子的话呢，我们走不远，我们脚容易酸。
And some brothers and sisters may like to enjoy exercise, and you know that if you do not have the right pair of shoes, that it becomes very difficult to exercise and to run.
在征战的时候更是这样。
And especially in warfare, it is even more so.
我记得在以前这个部队里面受军训的时候啊，他们呢至少每个人都有两双鞋子。
I remember back in during military training, when I was in military training, every person had at least two pairs of shoes.
那么有一双呢是皮靴子，我们在阅兵的时候，我们在正式场合的时候要穿的。
One type of shoe is for when we perform military performances or training.
一双是布鞋啊，是在出操的时候，这个在野外受训练的时候需要穿的。
And the other is when we actually do training outdoors in the wilderness, for example.
有时候呢，我们还得行军啊，就是 marching 啊，大概走个几个小时，在部队的时候，有时候走一天两天的。
And we also have shoes for marching, especially when the marching will take place over 1 to 2 days.
如果没有一个合脚的鞋子，一个那个好的鞋子的话呢，我们走不了多远啊，脚就酸了，我们就疲乏了。
So if we do not have good suitable shoes, then after just a short while, we would become very sore and unable to proceed.
那么在属灵的征战上更是。
So in spiritual warfare, it is even more important.
我们今天在这条路上走，不是一天两天的事情。
Today, when we walk in this life, it's not just a matter of a day or two.
也不是一年两年，甚至十年、二十年，有人走了50年、60年了，还在这条路上走。
And it's not just a matter of 5 years or 10 years or a year or two. Some people have walked for decades and they're still walking.
我们呢需要一双合脚的鞋子啊，在我们这条路上走，走着走着不这行走不疲乏呢，奔跑呢也不疲倦啊。
So we need a pair of shoes that when we put it on, that when we run, we do not get tired. When we walk, we don't get weary.
那么神呢在这里呢，他把这个平安的福音呢，把当作鞋赐给我们。
So here we see that this gospel of peace has been provided to us to put on as shoes.
能够穿上平安的福音呢，我们就在这条路上能够走得远，走得快，我们甚至这个能够这个这个行动自如啊。
So if you put on this gospel of peace as shoes, then we can walk fast, we can walk long.
那么福音呢是带给人平安的。
So this gospel brings peace to other people.
在这平安的福音里头呢，我们靠着主的力量，能够走这条长远的路，而且能够在征战当中呢，也能够不至于这个不至于这个失脚哈，不至于疲惫。
And when we put on this gospel of peace as shoes, and when we walk under the Lord's provision, that we do not get tired and do not grow weary.
那么什么是福音呢
？So then, what is the gospel?
福音呢，就是好消息。
Gospel is the good news.
我们呢来看一下以赛亚书第52章啊，第七节。
So if you look at Isaiah chapter 52:7,
那里说呢，报恩啊，报佳音，传平安，报好信，传救恩的，对西安说，你的神作王了，这人的脚登山何等佳美。
It says, How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who announces peace and brings good news of happiness, who announces salvation and says to Zion, Your God reigns.
这里有人呢，他们在那里报佳音，那个传好信啊，就是传福音了。
So this person is bringing good news of happiness, which is the gospel. Mm-hmm.
我想呢，在这个时代，我们呢听到的好的消息不多哈，常常很多是不好的消息，甚至是恶讯。
So these days, good news seems to be very limited. We don't hear a lot of it. We hear many bad news or even evil news.
一旦我们的偶尔听到一些好消息的时候，里面非常的兴奋啊，非常高兴啊，甚至得鼓舞。
So even if we hear just a minor good news, we get very excited and we are uplifted.
那么什么是好消息呢？
So then what is the good news?
这个平安就是一个好消息。
Peace is good news.
哎，我们今天讲到好消息的时候，常常是一些比较很大的事情呢。我们呢，这个找到一个好的工作了，我们呢申请到一个好的学校了，我们病得医治了，我们呢在家里很多难处解决了，什么都是好消息。
So when we speak of good news today, oftentimes people think of very major things. For example, I found a good job, or I enrolled in a good school, or a family issue was resolved, things like that.
但这里说呢，平安就是个好消息。
But here it says that peace is this good news.
我们呢，这是在平常呢，我们都不觉得哈，平安无事这件事情啊是多么重要啊。直到难处来的时候，瓜姐说，在平常我们都小看了神把平安无事的日子赐给我们。
Usually we don't regard peace that highly until it is during times of difficulties and we realize how precious that peace was.
在提摩太结束他说我们要为在上的祷告了，因为好像我们能够敬虔端正平安无事的过渡日啊。那因为我们在平安的日子里头呢，我们的灵性才真一天一天的增长。
That's why in Timothy it says that we should pray for the rulers that we may live this peaceful life.
那么平安从哪里来呢？
So where does peace come from?
平安从救恩来。
Peace comes from salvation.
那么我们今天的世上没有平安呢，就是因为人犯了罪，好，我们得罪了神，我们呢跟神没有平安，我们与人也没有平安。
And today we do not have peace with God and we do not have peace with man, so we don't have peace.
救恩呢，就是要把我们呢从罪恶当中救出来啊，要把我们从困难的当中救出来，好像我们跟神有平安，我们跟人有平安。
So salvation brings us this peace that we may have peace with God and peace with men.
那么这个救恩从哪里来呢？
So then where does the salvation come from?
他说呢，你要对西安说你的神作王了。
It says, he says to Zion, your God reigns.
这是个好消息。
This is the good news.
就是神呢要回来做王了。
It is that God is reigning.
那么人呢应该犯罪，人呢顶撞神呢，人不要神去拜偶像了，所以神没有办法在他的百姓当中做王。
So when the people forsake God, when they worship idols, when they do things that are displeasing to God, God cannot reign amongst them.
当以色列人他们在那里拜偶像，他们作恶，他们呢离弃神呢，神呢就离开他们啊。以西结书里面告诉神呢，他的那个荣耀形象啊，从圣殿、从城门到东边的山上，一点一点的离开以色列。
And so the Israel when they forsook God, when they did evil in the sight of God, when they worshipped idols, God could not reign in their midst. It records in Ezekiel that every aspect of God was leaving.From their midst.
那么在这边说呢，神要回来，神要做王了。
But here it says that God is coming back and your God reigns.
那神做王呢，不但是要把以色列人从外邦的人的这个的辖制底下拯救出来啊，神要把一切的福气赐给他的百姓，他要带进救恩，他要带进平安的。
So when God reigns, it doesn't just mean that God will rescue the Israelites from the oppression.Of the foreign nations, but also says that God will bless them and provide them peace.
所以第八节他说呢，听了你守望之的声音，他们扬起声来一同歌唱，因为耶和华归回锡安的时候，他们必亲眼看见。
Says in verse 8, listen, your watchmen lift up their voices; they shout joyfully together, for they will see with their own eyes when the Lord restores Zion.
神因着人的罪呢，他离开他的百姓，他把他的百姓这个被掳到巴比伦去。
Because of the sin of Israel, God left them and allowed them to be captured by Babylon.
但是有一天，耶和华要归回西安。
But one day the Lord will return to Zion.
这是第九节，他说耶路撒冷荒场啊，要发起欢声，一同歌唱，因为耶和华安慰了他的百姓，救赎了耶路撒冷。
The Lord will restore Zion. It says in verse 9, break forth, shout joyfully together, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem.
当耶和华再次回到西安，回到百姓当中的时候呢，他要安慰他的百姓，他要救赎以色列，耶路撒冷。When
the Lord returns to Zion, he will comfort his people and he will redeem Jerusalem.
这是一个佳音呢，这是一个好消息。This
is the good news.
因为呢，人呢要把救恩再次带到以色列当中。Because
God will bring salvation to the Israelites.
要亲自安慰他的百姓，救赎耶路撒冷。And
he will personally comfort his people and redeem Jerusalem.
但是这个福音仅仅只是对以色列人说的吗？
But is this gospel? Is this good news? This gospel strictly for Israel?
那么第十节当中呢，耶和华在万国眼前露出圣被，地极的人都要看见我们神的救恩了。It
says in verse 10, the Lord has bared his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, that all the ends of the earth may see the salvation of our God.
在神在以色列人当中所做的只不过是一个地表啊的这个说到将来神要做的事情。
So what is being done here is just a foretaste of what is to come.
那么神一面他要救助他以色列人的百姓，但是至终呢，神要向万国显出他的圣被，还要向万国显出他的救恩的。So
God is not merely just saving the people of Israel, but he is also bearing his holy arm in the sight of all the nations.
这个福音呢，是向万民说的。So
this gospel is for all the people.
那么我们还要再问啊，那么为什么神不能在以色列人当中做王呢？
So we have to ask ourselves, why cannot God reign amongst Israel?
难道神他说他要回来做王，他就能够回来做王吗？
If God says that he is coming back to reign, can he simply reign?
当初神离开以色列人是为什么呢？
Why did God leave the Israelites in the first place?
因为他的神的百姓犯罪得罪神了，神不得不离弃他们。Because
the people had forsook God and did evil, he could not help but leave them.
如果神的百姓的罪没有对付，没有这个面对的话，那个没有赎回的话，神没有办法回到他的百姓当中做王。If
there is no remission of sins amongst the people, then God cannot come back to be in their midst.
所以在52章第12节，第13节开始，你讲到53章啊，就说到那个耶和华的那个仆人，就是义法。So
starting from verse 12 in chapter 52 to chapter 53, it talks about the servant of God.
他说呢，我的仆人行事必有智慧，第13节啊，必被高举上升，成为至高的。And
verse 13 of chapter 52, it says, behold, my servant will prosper, he will be high and lifted up and greatly exalted.
那么这个仆人呢，不是别人，就是神的儿子耶稣基督了。So
this servant of God is the Lord Jesus.
那么这仆人他来要做什么事情呢？
And what will the servant do when he comes?
53章啊，第4节他这么说。It
says in verse 4 of chapter 53.
他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted.
哪知呢，他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤啊！因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。But
he was pierced through for our transgressions; he was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路的耶和华，使我们众人的罪孽都归到他身上。All
of us like sheep have gone astray, each of us has turned to his own way, but the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him.
所以耶和华的义仆，就是神的儿子耶稣基督，他来，他要担当世人一切的罪。So
when the servant of God, whom is the Lord Jesus, when he comes, he will bear all the world's sin.
他在十字架上面他承担了对于世人所有犯的罪的责打的责罚。
He suffered the punishment for all the sins of the world on the cross.
他在十字架上面担当我们世人所有的罪孽。
On the cross, he bore all of our iniquities and transgressions.
因为他在十字架上所成就的，神的百姓呢，能够罪过得以赦免。
Because of what the Lord done on the cross, then the people of God can have their sins forgiven.
唯有当人的罪孽被赦免的时候，那么神才能够回到他的百姓当中。
And only when there is this remission of the sins of the people, then God can reign among them again.
那么神才能仍然在他们当中做王。
Then God can be in their midst to reign as king.
实在说来呢，当以色列人从巴比伦回来之后啊，那么照讲他们是一批这个得胜者啊，他们是这个少数的渔民啊，他们光景应该很好的。
So when this remnant came back from Babylon, and it seems that they are in a good place.
他们是一个得胜者的代表。
Oh, they are the symbolizing the overcomers.
但是如果我们去读哈该书的话
，But if you read Haggai,
特别是呢马拉基书的话
，especially
Malachi.
Malachi.、Mm-hmm.
那么你发觉呢，这些百姓回来以后啊，才没有多少的时间呢、啊，他们对于神的心意啊，非常的不清楚。
And you'll realize that in a very short time that their understanding of God's will is very muddy.
神责备他这件事，他们说我真的在这边犯错吗？神不责备他那件事，他说我真的有这么坏吗？
When God points out a flaw that they were living, they said, did we really live in that way?
那么他们不但不知道自己犯了错，神指出他们错的时候，他们也不晓得他跟神在那辩论。
And when God pointed out the sins of the people, and they were questioning him, it seems that they were questioning and debating against God.
那这边所说的平这个佳音呢、啊，这好信呢、啊，真是要等到新约主来的时候，那么他在实际上成就救恩之后啊，才有可能实现。
So this glad tidings, this good news, can only truly be accomplished when the Lord comes in the New Testament.
那么当主从十字架上这个被钉，然后他被埋，他那种死里复活，相信他的人呢，就赐给他给我们一个新心，一个心灵。
So that when the Lord dies on the cross and resurrects, and when people believe in him and are saved, then they will be given this new heart and this new spirit.
那么在这个新的心和新的灵里新的生命里头呢神可以重新做。
And in this new heart, in this new spirit, in this new life, then God can truly reign amongst the people.
在神借着他的儿子耶稣基督所成就的救恩里头呢我们才能够真正享受神的平安。
So through the salvation by the Son, then the people can truly experience peace.
因为我们不再被定罪了。我们不再恐惧这神来的审判，同时我们跟人之间呢也有平安的关系。
Because we will no longer punished for our sins, that we can truly have peace with God and with men.
那么当借着耶稣基督从死里复活这件事情啊，重生了我们啊，叫我们能够脱离罪的捆绑，脱离那个仇敌的辖制。
So through the resurrection that we have been reborn and we are no longer under the bondage of sin and under the oppression of the enemy.
我们不再受仇敌的控告，我们不再受仇敌的管辖了。
We no longer are accused by the enemies and we no longer have to be under his bondage.
在路加福音第四章啊，当主耶稣有一天他来到这个加勒那个拿撒勒的会堂啊，他在那里啊念一段以赛亚圣经。
So in Luke chapter 4, when the Lord goes into the synagogue in Nazareth, he references Isaiah.
他说呢，主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。
says in verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord.
主啊，他来到世上啊，他不但他自己成就救恩了，他自己还传福音。
So when the Lord came to this earth, not only was he here to bring salvation, but he's also here to preach the gospel.
那他传福音呢，是神的灵高他啊，让他能够传福音给贫穷的人。
And he preached this gospel to the poor because God had anointed him with the Spirit of the Lord.
如果人里头觉得这个自信满满，觉得自己什么都有，那么他不会需要。
If a person is full of arrogance and believes that he has everything, then that person has thinks he has no need for the gospel.
为了人真的感觉到自己里面缺乏，在世上找不到这个满足，啊，看见自己的那个。缺乏这样的人呢，他们会来信
主。Only when people see that they are lacking and that they cannot find satisfaction in this world and that they are full of weakness, can they look for this gospel.
就算是像这些人传福音主说，他是神的灵在他身上，他能够传。
So even as the Lord was preaching the gospel, it says the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
那么何况我们今天呢，我们来传福音呢，更是需要神的灵在我身上又高我们。
So today, when we preach the gospel, we also even more need the Spirit of the Lord upon us.
什么是这个福音的内容呢?
So what is the content of the gospel?
主说他说他差遣我报告被掳的得释放。
It says he has sent me to proclaim release to the captives.
当我们呢在信主之前呢，我们是撒旦的俘虏。
So previously, we were slaves under Satan.
他掳掠我们呢，他辖制我们呢，让我们不能做这个神要我们所做的事情。
He enslaved us and he oppressed us so that we cannot do the work of God.
他不但是这世界的王啊，他也是这个所有的人呢的心中的王，辖制我。
And he is not only the ruler of the world, but he rules over all of the hearts of those who are enslaved by him.
福音来呢，就是要把我们从仇敌的手中呢被释放出来啊，让我们能够不再受他的那个辖制了，我们能够活在神的面前。
So the gospel has come to us so that we may be set free from this captivity under Satan and be able to go before God.
同时福音呢，也叫那个瞎眼的能够看见。
And here it also says, and recovery of sight to the blind.
哎呀，我们在信之前，我们觉得我们懂这个，我们懂那个，我们看得到这个，看得这个明白，看得明白了。其实呢，我们都是赤身，我们是瞎眼的。
So before the Lord, we thought we had known everything and understood everything, and we failed to realize that we were actually blind.
我们都是活在黑暗里的人，我们不知道从哪里来，我们不知道往哪里去。
And we were all in this darkness, and we did not know where we came from and where we were going.
那么福音来了呢，就开我们的眼睛啊，让我们看见呢，神所谓我们的一杯的救恩是何等的浩大，神要赐给我们的恩典是何等的丰富。
So this gospel has come to us so that we may see how wonderful this salvation is and how precious His grace is.
这是福音啊！我们得了福音之后，要看见要知道一件事情，我们今天的眼睛已经开了，我们呢所看见的不再是从前所看的事。
So when this gospel comes, our eyes are open and we no longer see things the way we did before.
同时呢，他说要叫那个受压制的得自由。
And also says to set free those who are oppressed.
我们呢从前呢都是被罪所压伤的。
Or previously we were oppressed by sin.
那么我们呢，都是被我们的肉体、被我们天然老我呢所压制的。
We were oppressed by our carnal selves and this old man.
我们今天在世界上，人们都在强调要有自由，要自由。
And today, in today's world, we often talk about freedom and freedom.
甚至呢，那个法国的革命家说，如果不自由啊，故宁死啊。如果是不给我自由的话，死都没有关系。
Oh, just like if someone said, give me liberty or give me death.
但是呢，我们有什么样的自由呢？
What type of freedom do we have?
我们有自由犯罪啊，我们没有自由行善。
We have freedom to commit sin, but we do not have freedom to do good.
我们可以立志行善由得我们，但是行出来不义务的由不得我。
We can freely do things that are evil, but we cannot seem to do things that are good.
在罪在天的老我的压制底下，我们没有自由。
So under sin, as we are in our old man, we do not have freedom.
但是福音来了，他把我们从这些当中再一次把我们释放出来，叫我们脱离罪的捆绑，叫我们脱离这个天然人的辖制。
But the gospel has come that we may be set free from this oppression of sin in ourselves.
叫我们能够自由的活在神面前。
So that we can live with freedom before God.
如此呢，神就可以悦纳我。
So then we can be acceptable to God.
如此呢，神呢可以仍然再次回到我们当中，在他的信他的人当中做王啊，带进救恩，带进荣耀。
Then God can return with this peace and reign amongst his people.
那我们在讲福音的时候呢，我们常常呢就着重在福音所带给我们的那些好处。
So we often talk about the good things that the gospel brings us.
告诉我们的福音叫我们不再受捆绑，我们不再瞎眼，我们不再受压制。
The gospel tells us that we are released from captivity. We now have sight, being formerly blind, and that we have been set free from being oppressed.
这些都是大事啊，都是不得了的事情。
And these are all very great things.
但是呢，圣经还告诉我，他说什么是福音呢
？But the Bible also tells us, you know, what is the gospel?
在罗马书第一章第二节第三节，他这么说。
It says here in Romans chapter 1:2-3.
他说这福音呢，就是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督。按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按照圣灵的灵说因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
So verses 2-4. So this gospel, which he promised beforehand through his prophets and the holy scriptures, concerning his son, who was born of a descendant of David according to the flesh, who was declared the son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead, according to the spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord.
神呢曾经在旧约的时候呢，借着众先知啊，多次多方的晓谕列祖。
So in the Old Testament, God used His prophets to speak about this gospel.
那么他们所说的中心呢，就是这个福音。
And the center of what they were preaching was this gospel.
那什么是这个福音呢
？So then, what is this gospel?
那福音呢，就是论到他的儿子，我主耶稣基督。
So this gospel is concerning his son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督他就是福音的本身。
Jesus Christ our Lord is the gospel.
我们说传福音的时候呢，我们不是传别的，我们就是传主耶稣基督他自己。
When we preach the gospel, we say that we are not sharing anything else, but we are sharing the Lord Jesus.
里面来说呢，他是个完全的人，他是大卫后裔生的，他成就了旧约的神的应许。
On one hand, he is this descendant of David who has accomplished all that the things that were prophesied.
另外一面说呢，他从死里复活了，大能显明他是神的儿子。
On the other hand, because he resurrected from death, he was declared the Son of God.
因为他是又是完全的神，他神的儿子，他又是个完全的人。他能够担当世人一切的罪。
And because he is fully God, being the Son of God and fully man, he is able to bear the sins of others.
任何的好消息，如果跟主耶稣基督没有关系的话，都不是福音。
So if there's any good news that does not pertain to the Lord Jesus, then it is not good news.
传我们所传的福音跟我们的这位主耶稣基督是息息相关的。分不开的。
Because this gospel has to be intimately related with the person of Jesus Christ.
那么今天在传福音的时候呢，我们可以讲许多这个有神人有罪，然后主耶稣基督在十字架上面为我们死，然后我们接着这个将来不受审判，这些都是福音。
So the gospel is, you know, the Lord coming to save us, so that that in the future we will not be judged for our sins, that we have the salvation.
但是如果我们所传的福音没有把人带到主耶稣基督面前。
But if the gospel we preach should not bring people before God,
人们所知道的只是一些道理啊，是一些好的道理，是一些理智可以是经过的。可是呢，他却没有跟我们的主发生直接的关系，这样子也不是福音。
So if the gospel we preach only gives people knowledge of what has been accomplished, but does not actually bring them before the Lord Jesus to have a personal relationship with Him, then this gospel that we are sharing is not complete.
接受福音就是接受耶稣基督做我们的个人的救主。
When we accept the gospel, we are accepting the Lord Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior.
那么他相信主耶稣基督，就相信他为我们的罪死了，为我们罪复活了，然后今天天天带领我走每天的路。
So when one believes in the Lord Jesus, we believe that He died for us to save us, and that every day we have this relationship with Him.
是这样子的关系，让我能够经历神的救恩。
It is through this personal relationship that we can experience the salvation from the Lord.
因着耶稣基督住在我们里头，他能够带领我们脱离仇敌的捆绑。
Because the Lord abides in us, we are able to escape the captivity of the enemy. He can open up our eyes so that we can truly see what is the truth. He also allows us to be set free from the oppression of sin. This is the gospel.
This is what we are going to preach, so we are going to experience it.
And this is the gospel that we preach and that we experience.
那么在我们再进一步看什么是把福音穿在脚上，福音的平安的福音穿在脚上的时候，我们还要看一件事情。
So when we talk about putting on this gospel of peace as shoes, we also have to see something else.
那么这福音它所要彰显的是什么？
That is, what is the gospel revealing?It says this in Romans chapter 1, verse 16.
但是我不以福音为耻啊，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
It says, For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
福音首先要彰显的一件事是神的大能。
So the first thing that the gospel reveals is the power of God. When our Lord was bearing the sins of the world on the cross, God punished him for all the sins and iniquities that was upon our Lord's shoulders. If it was not for the power of God, if it was not that the Spirit of the Lord was upon our Lord, then our Lord would not be able to withstand all of this.
十字架在世人看来是一个羞辱的标志，是一个软弱的标志。
The cross has always been a sign of shame and a sign of weakness.
但是如果我们真实认识十字架所在带进的救恩的话，我们发觉这是神的大能啊。
But if we truly recognize what was accomplished on the cross, then we see that it is the power of God.
唯有神的大能呢，他才能够在十字架上面承担着一切的罪孽。
Only through the power of God can the Lord withstand all the punishment of the sins of the world.
那么他不但在十字架上面为我们死了，他第三天他从死里复活了。
Not only did he die for our sins, but he also resurrected after 3 days. And through the resurrection, the power of God was displayed.
那主从死里复活呢，更是说到神的大能呢，他胜过阴间的权势，胜过死亡的权势。
And through the resurrection, we see that the power of God indeed overcomes death and overcomes hell.
所以保罗在这边说呢，我不以福音为耻。
So that's why Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel.
因为呢，这福音呢是显出神的大能，要救一切相信。只要你相信，不管你犯再多的罪孽，神能够救。
For it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. So no matter what sins you may have committed in the past, the gospel will save.
今天我在传福音的时候，也要认识这一点啊，这是神的大。
So when we share the gospel today, we also have to recognize the power of God.
不是我们能够叫人信主，是神的能力能够叫人从黑暗当中转回过来。
It is that not we that can save, but it is the power of God that saves people from this darkness.
同时他说呢，第七十一节他说，因为神的义呢，正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信。
In 17 it says, For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith.
福音除了彰显神的大能以外呢，福音还要彰显神的公义。
So the gospel not only shows the power of God, but it also reveals the righteousness of God.
因为神的公义也像高山一样的，没有人能够达到，没有人能够符合神公义的要求。
Because the righteousness of God are as these mountains that no one can reach. No one can reach that standard.
所以才需要福音。
So we need the gospel.
在福音上我们看见，就算是神那么样如高山般的那个公义了，借着我们相信主耶稣基督既然在十字架上面所受的苦，我们都能够符合神公义的要求。
So even if the standard of God's righteousness is as tall as these ground mountains, then when we believe in the Lord, that the Lord can take us up to that place.
福音不但彰显神那个无限的爱，神的福音首先要他要彰显的是神是如此的公义。所以他才需要的福音。
So before God's love is spoken about, we first need to see this righteousness of God that needs to be satisfied, which is why we need the gospel.
那么在这福音上呢，要显明神的义。
So in the gospel, it reveals the righteousness of God.
在十七节这里啊，中文的翻译啊，好像是让我们感觉啊，这个我们呢，这个神的义在福音上显明出来，我们接受之后呢。我们在信心当中要成长，对，我们先信的主称义了，然后我们的信心要一天一天的不长进。
So in the Chinese translation, verse 17 seems that, you know, once we have faith, and we are saved, and we are made righteous through faith, then we just continue to grow in this faith.
我们请Jeff 再把英文给。
So I'll read the English translation. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith.
神的公义呢，是在福音上面的，借着人的信，以至于信显明出来。
So the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith.
我们因信，我们称义了。
By faith, we are made righteous.
但是呢，我们要在信心上，我们上成长。
But you also need to grow in this faith.
那么我们在信心成长的过程当中的一个目的，叫在福音上显明神的义。
And so one of the purposes of growing this faith is to reveal this righteousness of God.
是的，神的义确实在十字架上面借他儿耶稣基督已经向世人显明。
Indeed, the righteousness of God was already made evident when the Lord was on the cross.
因为他儿子亲自担当借着罪，我们看见神公义是何等高的要求是何等样的高。
Because when we see the begotten Son of God on the cross, we can see how truly righteous God is.
但是如果没有人相信的话呢
？But if no one has faith,
那么这个义也只不过在天上，在神面前呢，是个义啊，在人世间呢看不到。
Then this righteousness of God is only.Made evident in heaven, then people on earth would not be able to see it.
那么借着人的相信呢，要把神的义要显明出来。
So through faith, the righteousness of God is revealed.
在罗马书第三章啊，这第二十五节啊，他这么说。
So it says this in Romans chapter 3, verse 25. It says, who God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness. So why did the Lord Jesus need to shed his blood on the cross? Why do people, when they believe, they are made righteous through faith? It has a very important purpose. It is to show the righteousness of God. Because there is this remnant on earth who believes, then they are able to reveal the righteousness of God. And that through their way of living, they can show how God is righteous. But here, if it just simply says made righteous through faith, then it will just say, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from righteousness through faith.
如果我们信主的人信主了，成我们唯一的，但是我们这个人完全没有改变。
So if we have faith in our Lord, but then do not go through any transformation.
在世人看来，跟他们完全没有什么两样。
And that the people of the world can see no differences between them and the believer.
世人呢，不但是会看不见啊，就会怀疑啊，什么是神的意？在这些人身上真的写得出来吗？
Then not only will they not see the righteousness of God, they will actually question it as well. So that's why it says from faith to faith, because we also need to be made righteous through faith and then also go through the sanctification process, and so that this righteousness of God can be made evident to the people around us. So the gospel is not simply made righteous through faith. That the penalty of sin that we don't have to pay anymore. But the gospel also involves showing righteousness through our faith. Sanctification by faith. So that's why this gospel that comes to us, it is this complete salvation. So in the gospel that is presented to Romans, not only is it righteousness through faith, but also sanctification by faith, being made complete by this faith. And all this is through this abundance of this gospel, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. So when we say that we put on the gospel of peace as shoes, then that means, firstly, we need to preach the gospel. Because it says, how lovely on the mountains is the feet of the one who brings this good news, who brings this good news of salvation. So now that we have received the gospel, we also need to preach the gospel. And the gospel is not something that the Lord just wants to stay with us and not go through anybody else. He wants us to share this gospel with others.
也许我们在传福音的时候会有些气馁，有些人都传了多年，就是不信。
And there may be instances where we share the gospel with someone for many years, but they just don't believe.
但是我们在里头要相信，要认识，这福音是什么大的，是神能救，不是我们救。
But we ourselves have to recognize that it is the power of God. We cannot save. It is God who saves.
凭着这样的认识，这样的信心，我们去传。
And through this understanding and this recognition, we go out to preach the gospel. So when we say we put on the gospel of peace as shoes,
我们还说到呢，就是我们这已经信主的人呢，也天天要活在福音的恩典里，福音的光里头。That
is to say, every day we also ought to live in the light of the gospel, in the peace of the gospel.
福音不是仅仅说给那些还没有信主的人听的。
The gospel is not just merely for those who do not believe.
福音是需要对我们这些已经信主的人常常在我们的提醒。
But this gospel also serves as a reminder to us who do believe.
在哥林多前书啊，第15章第1节跟第2节怎么说？
It says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 and 2.
他说呢，弟兄们呢，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们，知道这福音你们也领受了，要靠我的站立得住。
It says, Now I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preached to you, which also you receive, in which also you stand.
这福音呢，保罗已经把这个福音的真理传给他们，他们都接受。So
this gospel was already preached to them by Paul, and they have already believed.
他们呢，因信称义啊，今天要开始就经历福音的救恩呢，就我们脱离魂的辖制，我们靠着站立得住。And
they have been made righteous through faith, and now they need to live in the light of the gospel and to stand firm in.
但是在这里，保罗还在向他们传。
But here, Paul is still preaching the gospel to them. It says, the gospel which I preached to you, I make known to you. It says that, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you.
这些哥林多的信徒们，他们已经因信称义了，他们已经得救了。So
these Corinthians, they have already been made righteous through faith. They have already believed.
那么他在今天这个世上的时候呢，他们中间还有很多很多的问题啊，他们的那个这个彼此相争啊，彼此分门结党，很多很多的问题，他们呢需要这经历这个魂的救恩啊，他们呢需要经过四个因信这个承受的过程。
But while they were on earth, they still had many issues amongst them. They had many quarrels amongst them. So even though they've already believed and were made righteous through faith, they still had to go through the sanctification process.
所以呢，这个福音不但是救了他们脱离将来的审判，这个福音天天要救他们脱离魂的那个肉体的辖制。So
even though this gospel has already saved them from the future judgment, this gospel also has to sanctify them daily for them to be removed from the oppression of the flesh. So when we read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, what aspect of the gospel do you see here?
那么保罗说呢，我这个福音什么福音呢？是耶稣呢？ 这个因为我们的罪死了，并且埋葬了，而且第三天复活了。It
says that this gospel was that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on a third day according to the scriptures.
这是我传给你们的，你们也相信了。This
is what I preached to you that you've also believed.
但是你们为什么你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事情？
But why are there people amongst you who says that there is no resurrection?
如果没有死人复活的事情的话，耶基督也就没有复活了。Because
if there's no resurrection of the dead, not even Christ has been raised.
基督如果没有复活了，我们都还在罪里头啊，我们的都要灭亡啊。
And if Christ had not been raised, we would still all be in sin. We would suffer destruction.
因为呢，基督呢是初熟的果子。
Because Christ is the first fruit.
在亚当里头，众人都死了啊，在基督耶稣里，众人都要复活的。
In Adam, all of man has died, but in Christ, all man shall live.
耶稣基督从死里复活，说到一件事情，它是一个初熟的果子，也就是说，我们这些后来的人也都要从死里复活的。
So Christ, who is the first fruits, that is to say that others after him will also live.
如果在 这里呢，他把我们的复活跟主耶稣基督的复活紧紧的连在一起啊。
So here he closely relates our resurrection to Christ's resurrection.
那有人问了，说人怎么复活呢？你看死都死了，火葬变成灰了，土葬都变成白骨了，怎么样复活呢？
Then someone will say, how are the dead raised? You do not sow the body which is to be bare, but a bare grain. Perhaps.
保罗说，那无知的人啊，你不知道你种的是那个不是将来的籽，只不过是籽粒啊，将来长出来不是那个样。
And so Paul says here that they are foolish, that they do not understand that when we this resurrection is not involving this past body.
所种的是那个必朽坏的，复活是不朽坏的。第四十二节啊。
It is sown an a perishable body; it is raised an imperishable body.
所种的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的。
Verse 43: It is sown in dishonor; it is raised in glory.
所种的是软弱的，复活是强壮。
It is sown in weakness; it is raised in power.
为什么需要复活呢？
So why is the need for resurrection?
因为他说呢，血肉之体呢不能够承受成果。
Because it says flesh and blood cannot satisfy this resurrection.
三十节，而不朽坏的呢，必朽坏的，不能承受不朽坏。
对不起，哪一节？
是啊，第三节，第五十节。
That the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable.
因为我们将来都要承受神的国的，所以我们必须要复活，用那个荣耀的、不朽坏的来承受神的。
So because we will all inherit the kingdom of God, we cannot do so by flesh and blood.
从死里复活，不但是跟死人复活，不但是跟主耶稣基督复活是息息相关的、紧紧相连的。
That's why our resurrection is so closely tied with Christ's resurrection.
而且从死里复活这件事情呢，也跟我们今天的生活也有这极大的关系。
And our resurrection is also very paramount to the way we live today.
那所以说，有人说呢，如果死人不复活的话，我们就吃吃喝喝吧，明天要死吧。
Because if there was no resurrection, then we will just say we will live however we want, we'll eat and drink however we want.
因为我们要复活。
But because we have the resurrection.
我们有一天呢要有复活身体站在神的面前。所以我们今天呢要战惊恐惧的挺身度日。
Because one day we will stand before God in our resurrected body, so that's why we have to live with alertness and caution today.
在希伯来书里他说呢，主耶稣基督他来啊，这就要拯救那些那释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
Hebrews says that Christ has come to save those who are fearful of death.
And to be a slave to the death. 他们因为怕死啊，所以他们就做奴仆。
That those who are a slave to death because they are fearful of it.
多少人因为害怕死亡，做了许多不该做的事，那么而且有很多事这个不敢做，那个不敢做。
Some people, because they are so fearful to die, they do not dare to do one thing or another thing.
死亡是一个权势啊，不但是在我们的这个将来是这样，今天也是一样啊。如果我们今天还惧怕死亡的话
，So death has this death is all comprehensive that we would feel today if we are fearful of death. It would affect us today.
那么这死亡呢，会叫我们做奴仆的。我们好不容易被死人所释放了，对不对？这是福音啊！但是呢，因为我们怕死的缘故，我们继续就去做奴仆去。
And death would also enslave us, because if we are fearful of death, then we become enslaved to it.
但是复活的盼望啊，让我们能够脱离这个的罪的辖，那个死亡的辖制，让我们脱离他的权势。
But the hope of resurrection frees us from this fear and frees us from this captivity of this fear of death.
不是说我们信了主以后我们不怕死，我们刚强壮胆无死就死吧。
It's not to say that once we have this hope of resurrection that we have absolutely no fear of death that we can stand up strong against it.
面对死亡的时候，因为这条路我们从来没有走过，我们心中难免会害怕。
We'll still have a little bit of fear of death because it's something that we have not experienced before.
但是呢，我们敢面对死亡。
But at the very least, we are able to bravely face death.
因为呢，死亡不过是暂时的，最终呢，神要叫我们复活的。
Because we know that death is only temporary and that ultimately, we will have resurrection.
因为有这个复活的盼望呢，我们今天呢，不但不做他的死亡的奴仆，我们今天呢，能够在神面前警醒的，就是敬虔度日。
So because we have this hope of resurrection, we are no longer slaves of death, but we live with alertness today.
所以你看呢，这是福音啊。
So we see that this is the gospel.
这是保罗在这里向着哥林多教会再一次在传的福音啊。
This is the gospel that Paul is once again preaching to the Corinthians.
他要让我们看见他不但是因信称义了，将来不受审判了。
He wants them to see not only are they made righteous through faith and that they don't have to face judgment.
我们今天的因信成圣，我们就经历这个魂的救恩了。
But they also are to go through the sanctification by faith, the salvation of their soul.
同时呢，我们要因信得赎，有一天我们的身体都要复活的。
And they also want them to understand this redemption by faith, that one day that their bodies will go through this resurrection.
这是全备的福音。
This is the complete gospel.
他所带进的是一个全备的救恩啊。
It brings about this complete salvation.
这是个福音，我们当做鞋，当做平安的鞋，这个把那个当做鞋穿在脚上，天天走这条路。
This is the gospel of peace, which we ought to put on as shoes to walk this everyday life.
借着福音，我们在地上。得蒙保护，借着传福音，我们跟着仇敌征战；借着这传福音，我们呢能够走这条路，这条旷野的道路。
That through this gospel we are saved. That through this gospel we are able to withstand the attacks of the enemy, and that through this gospel we can walk in this wilderness.
所以，当我们在说我们呢要把平安的福音当做走路的鞋穿在脚上的时候
，So when we say we ought to put on the gospel of peace as shoes.
首先呢，我们要看见呢，我们要来传福音，而且是同心合意的传。
We see that we will then need to preach the gospel, and we also need to preach it in one accord.
多少人今天还在黑暗的捆绑底下、仇敌的辖制底下？我们需要传福音，把他们从仇敌的捆绑当中拯救出来。
How many people are still under the oppression of the enemy, or still are in captivity that we need to free?
腓立比书啊，他说呢，他们要同心合意的啊，传这个福音。我们要有 partnership， 我们要 fellowship 的传福音。
So Philippians just says that there needs to be this participation in the gospel, that there needs to be this fellowship in the gospel.
我们同心合意不是仅仅说而已啊，我们在一起同工，我们在一起有交通，那我们来传福音。
So when we preach this gospel, we need to be in one accord, we need to work together in harmony.
同时呢，第一章二十七节，他说呢，你们行事为人呢，要与基督的福音相称。
And also says in verse 27, only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
福音相称就是我们过的日子啊，过的生活，一举一动啊，都要配得上神所赐给我们的福音啊。
That is to say that when everything that we do in our life, every action that we take, it needs to be worthy of the gospel.
我们所接受的福音是这么样的浩大哈，是这么大的救恩呢。我们在生活在当中呢，需要活出的样式，能够配得上我们所蒙的恩呐，配得上神所赐给我们。
How wonderful this gospel that we have received! How great of the salvation that we have received through this gospel! So When we live our everyday life, we need to live in a manner that is worthy of the gospel.
传福音呢，不是用话讲，然后传福音呢，就是用行为来传。
Oftentimes, you may see that preaching the gospel sometimes is not merely with words, but it is actually the testimony of the actions.
在我们生命活出主的样式来，这就是在传福音。
That if we live out the life of the Lord in us, that that is the gospel in itself.
同时呢，在马可福音呢第八章第三十四节这么说啊。
And also in Mark chapter 8, verse 35, it says this.
主耶稣他对门徒说呢，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Verse 34 says, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it.
我们跟随主呢，需要背起十字架来跟从他。
So when we follow the Lord, we need to take up our cross and follow him.
十字架让我们对付旧造老我的生命。
Because the cross deals with our past life, the old self.
当我们丧掉这个旧魂生命的时候，我们要得着这属天的生命。
And when we lose our life for his sake, we will gain this new life.
这样我们才有可能跟随主。
Only by this can we follow the Lord.
但是不但是为了主的缘故，还是为了福音的缘故，我们要丧掉生命。
And it says, not only losing his life for the Lord's sake, but also the Gospels.
传福音的时候，我们常常是要付代价。
When we preach the Gospel, there often comes with a price.
很多时候就是因为我们呢没有对付老我，我们牵着那几个来作祟啊，我们没办法传主的福音。
A lot of times because we do not deal with our old self, our natural self is obstructing our ability to preach the gospel.
在哥林多前书第九章啊，保罗这么说啊。And
in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 it says this.
他第二十节，他说我向着犹太人就做犹太人，向着律法以下的人我就做律法以下的人，向着没有律法的人我就做没有律法。
In verse 20 it says, to the Jews I became as a Jew, so that I may win Jews, to those who are under the law as under the law, though not being myself under the law, so that I might win those who are under the law.
22节他说，向着软弱的人我就做软弱的，为要得着软弱的；向着什么样的人我就做什么样的人，无论如何总要救些。
Verse 22, to the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that I may by all means save some.
保罗在这里说什么呢?
What is Paul talking about here?
保罗就是说，为了福音的缘故，他舍己，他不坚持自己。他虽然有很多拿在里面所宝贝的，他都愿意放下来，为叫人与他一同通得这福音的好处。
That is to say that for the sake of the gospel, he was willing to deny himself. That he was willing to sacrifice the things that he had so that people might be able to enjoy the benefits of the gospel.
哎呀，多少时候我们呢？因为太顾到自己的感觉了，我们太注重自己的艺术了，我们呢没有办法把自己摆下来，我们传福音给。How
often times that we are unwilling to humble ourselves, that we are unwilling to let things go, that in the end that we are unable to preach the gospel.
主他说呢，我们不但是要为主的缘故啊。
But the Lord says that we ought not only to lose our life for his sake. We also need to lose our life for the gospel's sake. Because when we lose our life for the gospel's sake, we will save it.
我们这样子的经历，把自己摆下来，就是为了要人得从得福音的好处的时候，其实得到最大的益处的是我们自己。So
through this experience of putting ourselves down for the sake of the gospel, in the end, it is actually us who receive the most benefit.
不但我们把福音传给人，让人能够蒙拯救，从罪恶当中被救出来。And
we share the gospel, not only are other people saved, and they are saved from sin.
我们自己
We ourselves will also experience the salvation to this gospel that saves us every day. If we could then put on the gospel of peace as shoes in this way, then as we share the gospel, as we preach the gospel in one accord, as we live out the testimony of the gospel, we ourselves will also experience the salvation of the souls. We will experience this sanctification. We will experience this completeness of the gospel. Then we can walk in this way, not just for 1 year, 2 years, 50 years, 60 years. We will not get tired. Because the gospel is the power of God. It not only saves others, but it also saves ourselves. May God graciously lead us. Let's have a word of prayer together. Father, we thank you that through the resurrection of your Son, the Lord Jesus, that you save us. That not only are we saved from this future judgment, but we are also saved from the bondage of sin. That now we also have this hope of resurrection. May you allow us to walk every day in this gospel of peace. So that your will and your purpose may be accomplished in us. So that more people may also receive the gospel and enjoy its benefits. We pray all these things in our Lord's name.
Amen.